religion worthy of the name, now known to man, whether it be a dead religion or one in full vigor in our own times. There is always a certain correspondence, in spite of the contradictory features, and the Hermetic teachings act as the great reconciler. The life work of Hermes seems to have been in the direction of planting the great seed truth, which has grown and blossomed in so many strange forms, rather than to establish a school of philosophy which would dominate the world's thought. But nevertheless, the original truths taught by him have been kept intact in their original purity by a few men in each age, who, refusing great numbers of half-developed students and followers, followed the Hermetic custom and reserved their truth for the few who were ready to comprehend and master it. From lip to ear, the truth has been handed down among the few. There have always been a few initiates in each generation, in the various lands of the earth, who kept alive the sacred flame of the Hermetic teachings, and such have always been willing to use their lamps to relight the lesser lamps of the outside world, when the light of truth grew dim and clouded by reason of neglect, and when the wicks became clogged with foreign matter. There were always a few to tend faithfully to the altar of the truth, upon which was kept alight the perpetual lamp of wisdom. These men devoted their lives to the labor of love.